Hello, I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to explain why you might hear ads like this before, during, or even after an episode. We're a small but mighty team here at Realm, and to help fund our shows, we promote products or services that we think you'd enjoy from a variety of sponsors. If any of our ads interest you, one of the best ways to support us is by visiting the link or using the promo code in the ad. It's pretty much a win-win since you can get some great deals and we can keep making awesome shows like this one. You can also visit realm.fm/partners for more information about our sponsors and how to access the different promotions. Thanks again for joining us in our corner of the universe. Listen away.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Previously on Rocking Chair.
Where are we?
Home, of course. Sketch it for me. Figure out its secrets.
Did you ever notice anything odd about the house?
You might want to ask old Rocket Dundee.
I tend to him.
I'll see you tomorrow afternoon.
I can get away with 4 day weeks at the press.
Mrs. Swift, would we be able to rehearse at our farmhouse?
I see I'm already making compromises.
I guess. Let's hike together.
Patrick Barrows, if this happens again, the strap.
Chapter 3, Disturbance.
Hello, this is Harriet. Oh, hi. Thanks for reaching out to your own personal Anne of Green Gables. It's bedlam, Claire. I don't have a damn clue where I am and no way to get around. Henry's in the city still, yeah. Go outside? And see what? Squirrels? I can see them from the windows. All the time. It's like they don't realize there's a house here at all, like it's a whole other tree. I bang against the glass and they think it's no hat. Yeah, I've been sketching again. I can't touch anything anymore. My hands are always covered in charcoal. Why did I demand cream-colored furniture again? And I'll tell you one thing, Claire. I am sick of drawing apples and oranges. Who's there? It's probably that squirrel again. Hang tight, Claire. I'm just going to throw on a record. I just need music all the time. It's too quiet here otherwise. Remember when we'd walk together and we'd both cover our ears because an ambulance or a police car would drive by and we'd wince and squinch up our noses at each other? Oh, what I'd give for a great and mighty noise like that. Something to really pierce my eardrums. Now, how did that old record stop? I wonder if this air warps them.
Hello?
Who's there? Hey, kid, I'll call the police. Claire, are you still there? Claire? Okay, no power. Anne of Green Gables, my ass.
Hey, were you related to these people? Because it's so dumb.
Nothing's broken?
Harriet!
Claire! Oh, God! I need a cigarette. You're right. I gotta get out of the house tomorrow. Probably something worth sketching in those squirrels. Okay. Bye-bye, Claire.
The shaggy-haired boy was still at it. I wondered why. And furthermore, I wondered why I hadn't gone up to bed with the rest. I guess I was curious. At least this story was long enough that no one else got to share their personal turn of the screws. I was invested, I'll admit, but I didn't believe it. I was still in that cozy parlor with the fire roaring and the old lady knitting behind her engulfing spectacles. I realized I was, in fact, rocking, and I wondered at it. When does the mind wander to the point where you don't even recognize you're rocking in a rocking chair? Where did this chair come from? I asked the shaggy-haired boy, who stared balefully into the flames as he threw on another birch log. Without looking back at me...
Wrong question.
Dramatic. I pivoted and asked, what is the right question?
Who had it first?
I saw blackbirds this morning. I counted eight. It took me some time to remember just what they say about eight, how it can tell you your fate. My father taught me a poem, one dewy morn. We watched as the ravens were feasting, ravaging all of our corn. I saw his eyes grow forlorn. One blackbird's gonna find you sad, and two will bring you mirth. Three's gonna bring you a woman to love, four she'll be giving birth. Five blackbirds, you'll be doubled laughing. Six blackbirds, then you cry. Seven blackbirds, bring the blight, bring the sickness. Eight blackbirds, then you die. Eight blackbirds, then you die.
Father, why won't you take me to see batty old Rockadundi?
Please go help your mother back at the house, Constance.
She doesn't need my help. Not when she and Patrick Barrows are rehearsing.
All the more need.
Which way are you going to go to Grandma Pieces?
The path.
Oh, you won't be home till dark then.
It's right over the brook.
Yes, it is. But the path is really slow. You should take a shortcut.
What shortcut?
Through the woods. I could go with you.
I see now. Constance, I'll take you with me into town the day after tomorrow. How does that sound?
I don't want to go to some fuddy-duddy old town. I want to show you the parts of the woods I play in.
When do you play in the woods?
Oh, all the time.
Constance, return home. Don't let me catch you outside when I come back.
Of course not, Father. I'll be in bed by then.
We saw blackbirds that morning. He counted eight, and soon as I started forgetting what he had said about eight, my living father was late, and all around his coffin, 11 crows instead of a regular sermon. What did the parson disclose? This was the prayer that he chose. One blackbird's gonna find you sad, and two will bring you mirth. Three's gonna bring you a woman to love, four she'll be giving birth. Five blackbirds, you'll be doubled laughing. Six blackbirds, then you cry. Seven blackbirds, bring the blight, bring the sickness. Eight blackbirds, then you die. Eight blackbirds, then you die. Nine blackbirds, gonna bring you silver. 10 blackbirds, bring you gold. But 11's the secret, 11's the secret, 11's the secret that never is told. I see blackbirds in the treetops, like angels in heaven. I don't know if I believe it, I don't know if I believe it, I don't know if I believe it, but my count is 11.
Who is it?
Mr. Brophy, Mrs.
Grandma.
Grandma Pease.
Grandma Pease's cottage.
It's a long journey for this late in the afternoon. Please come in.
And about as tall as her sternum, a pig.
Oh, I didn't know you had a pig.
Not a pig, a boar. Down, Rawhead, down.
That's all right.
He's a curious animal, that's true enough. But he's my pride and joy. Helps feed me and keep my house. A more loyal pet you'd never find. Or husband, for that matter.
Thank you for having me in your home.
Quite happy to have visitors. You're hungry, I'm sure.
I'm all right for now.
Well, if you do get hungry, I have some hearty bone broth on the fire. Keep you strong.
Thank you. Could you tell me where Mr. Rockadundy is, if he feels up for a visit?
You blind? He's right over there in the chair.
Oh, I didn't catch sight of him.
I'll leave you two to chat. Come on, Rawhead. Let's go foraging for some moldy old mushrooms.
The shaggy-haired storyteller lifted a finger to his lips, picked up the guitar again, and began to tune.
Sir? Mr. Rockadundy? Sir? Sir! I'm sorry to have woken you.
I was asleep?
I'm sorry. I was wondering if I could ask you a few questions.
Oh, I see what's going on here. I'm not telling him a damn thing.
Mr. Rockadundy, I don't mean to trouble you.
You don't?
No. I simply wanted to ask you about my house.
I don't know anything about it. Stop that, will you?
Again, I'm sorry. It's not just my house. It was your house, too.
The old farm.
The old Rockadundy farm, if I heard right.
I know why you're here.
I don't quite know how to ask this. I'm not sure it'll do any good, but I say, we have a chair just like that at home.
Yes, you do.
It's strange to see a chair like that has a brother, with the skull and all those intricacies.
Well, it doesn't have a brother. This is the same chair.
Oh. I suppose I don't get what you mean. A copy?
No, I mean the chair at your house is the chair right here, and there is only this chair, dummy.
Okay, then.
Yes. Okay, then. I'm not surprised you're coming to me about the ghosts, but I'm surprised it took you so long.
Ghosts?
What did you come here for?
I never saw any ghosts. I don't believe in ghosts.
Sure you don't. Me either. Leave me alone.
Did you say ghosts as in more than one?
Yes, I did. But we don't believe in ghosts, so more than one shouldn't matter, should it?
Well, my wife does. My children do.
Must be nuts.
Sir!
Your reasoning.
What do you know? This isn't funny.
Yes, it is. Stop that!
I didn't do anything!
I didn't do anything. That's what you sound like, Yellow Belly. If you could hear yourself through my ears.
Mr. Rockadundy.
Abiel, then, if you're not gonna leave.
Abiel, then, what do you know about my house?
All right. Since you like a story with blood so much, I might as well tell it. You'd better play it slow.
And so my brothers did build a home along a laughing brook. No more to wander, no more to roam, a little sawdust, the walls were pine, the rocking chair rocked on. We drank not ales there, but apple wine, are in a beer. Fortune's gone. My brother railed on the Bible's verse and found us false and flawed. All night he'd bellow a holy curse. You're damned without your God. My second brother could not abide the ravings of our kin. So like a tanner, a husky hide, he stripped our brother's skin. Saw crimson, my mind went blank. I threw my brother down and dragged him onto the river bank and made my brother drown. Each night falls hard on my brother's home, where all I loved was killed. Their spirits doomed now to never roam the laughing brook. Is stilled.
The boy put down his guitar.
You're a monster.
You regret you said that.
What you've confessed to? How could you live with yourself?
I didn't do anything wrong. Scratch that. I didn't do anything lasting. Haven't you heard? No one ever leaves you. You've learned that firsthand, if you can admit it.
I ought to take you to the judge over in the next county.
Yes, a 20-mile walk in the middle of the night is good for the old constitution.
The middle of the...
I told a very long story.
I've got to go. My wife...
I was about to say... Get going!
We're back! Oh... Oh, I see you boys have been having fun. Mr. Brophy, looks like you've worn your welcome with Mr. Ruckadundy. Take some mushrooms with you. Rawhead was quite successful today. Smartest nose I've ever seen. There now, that should make a good tea for Mrs. Brophy, for her pain.
Thank you, Grandma Pease. And thank you, Abiel.
Your secret's safe with me.
Have you seen this painting?
I jumped. What? Which painting?
Here.
His shaggy hair cast a shadow over his eyes as he held up a hand that pointed to a painting on the wall. The light was dim, but I could make out a bright valley with a winding river and a mountain laden with morose clouds and lighting.
It's called the Oxbow.
The old lady who was knitting nodded, preoccupied with her hobby. Our storyteller went on to describe in his uniquely visual way.
A great vaulted museum that overlooked the park in the big city. French suits of armor bowed to Egyptian goddesses and avant-garde ironwork angled away from Renaissance portraiture. Almost like a young tree grows towards the light. And in one wing, Henry Greeley looked on at the same painting. A woman... tall, sure, stopped pacing the hall when she saw him there. She laughed and saw to the museum patron like a teacher to a student.
It's so beautiful, isn't it?
I like it.
It seems so regular, so natural. But the more you sit with it, You see these different portions.
The passing storm.
The passing storm, yes. But the river, the hills beyond, the curling dark green on the trees of the Seven Sisters Mountains. And of course, the artist himself, hidden away and as clear as day with easel and umbrella in tow.
Yes.
And you see those logging trails in the hills beyond? Flip your head over, and you can see it.
Forgive me, it's been a few years between me and the Torah, but is that El Shaddai?
Yes, upside down, as the words are not for us to read, but God.
Well, I got a factoid for you.
What's that?
El Shaddai does not only mean God, it is specifically ambiguous.
What else could it mean?
Why, mountain, of course.
Oh, how gorgeous. I love it even more now.
Kiss me, Franny.
You ham. You know you don't have to meet me at work. It just gives me a chance to show off.
That is exactly why I come to see you here. I love watching you show off.
And you get to show off, too.
Kiss me again. Dinner?
Let me finish.
Oh, I intend to.
I mean the goal. Have you ever been to the spot where Thomas Cole is in this painting?
No, I haven't.
That meander in the river, it's gone. It's been cut off and removed. The river just runs around it cleanly. It's just a crescent-shaped lake now. The Oxbow.
Interesting. Well, I'm sorry. Why is that interesting?
Because, like Cole's facsimile, it's a ghost in plain sight.
I could swear as I looked closer at that very same painting, I could hear the characters, real or constructed, come to life in those same woods. I could almost see the general.
Haman? Haman, it's late.
I can see that, my darling wife.
I'm sorry I was late from rehearsing, but you know that Katrina loves to distract. I don't wish age on anyone, but that being said, we're all deserving one way or another. Some more than most.
Mm-hmm.
And the Brophy's house, Haman, it's a shambles. I thought the floor was dirt. No one sweeps there. I wonder if they could use a feminine touch. That Constance is a brat. She came in covered in grass stains from head to toe.
I think I like her best of all of them. She's got personality.
Personality's all well and good, but that's not what strikes a good marriage. But you're right. The rest of them are a sorry sort. It doesn't matter for that Patrick. He's got such a nice face. Those Toverhex sisters are well aware he'll be a widower soon.
You have an eye on him yourself?
Haman! Don't even joke.
You've got a lot to say about him.
Oh, you're always like this in the evening when you smoke.
Honest?
Not honest, necessarily. Amiable. Punchy.
Content.
That's it! And it makes me so mad! How is it that you get to stand in the grass and be so wonderfully content when everything else just tightens me up?
It's not fair, is it?
No, it's not. I should start smoking, too.
You hate tobacco.
It smells. And so do you.
To answer your question, then, I'm happier for looking around. Things are never complete, and I never want them to be. I love watching things grow. You know we could have lived anywhere. Could have stayed up in Boston, but we moved here. Gave this land stature together. And look how in tandem we are. We're builders, Mrs. Swift. To make a house a home, it takes some work. The work makes me happy.
Better than social affairs, I'll grant you. But maybe, once in a while, you could get angry like I do. Not be so contented with the toil, but truly labor under it. It would comfort me to feel angry together.
For you, my love, anything.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hello there, sir. Come to watch me sketch?
Sunset in the Woods, 200 years ago.
You scared me.
Ish.
I could say the same to you. You look filthy. And anyways, this is my property.
These woods are? I thought they were the town's.
Well, check your map, kiddo. You don't know where you are at all. Meanwhile, my name's Harriet. Call me Harry.
Brophy. Pleased to make your acquaintance.
Enchanté, s'il vous plaît.
Patrick Brophy, then.
Well, Patrick, what do you think of my drawing?
It seems spare.
Spare?
Well, empty. You're leaving a lot of the view out.
Aha! Purposely omitting. Like Monet. Stand still, will you?
Me?
Who else? I'm sick of drawing landscapes. It's nice to come upon a good model.
I'm spoken for.
I have no ill intentions. Merely an artist's eye at work.
Where do you come from?
The city. I came from the city. But I guess I'm here now.
I'm glad you're here. It's nice to be around someone so cheerful.
Life's so bad around here? I'm new.
Well, it hasn't been grand as of late for me.
Poor baby. Penny for your thoughts?
It wouldn't do much good.
I'm being selfish. I need to really capture what's behind those eyes to make my work work, you know?
My wife is very sick, and my children are... Well, I'm facing a lot, and it's not worth going into further than that.
I'm sure. One sec.
Sec?
And. One sec, and. My. How the country lags behind on things. Look how your portrait came out.
It's very fine, Harry.
You're sweet. Patrick, it was a pleasure meeting you today. I know you're a bit turned around. Need dinner? I have wine, too, come to think of it.
Thank you, but I can't. I just remembered I'm very lost.
How about that? Don't take my word for it, but I think town is west over that ridge right there.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a good sport. And give your wife my best. Don't let those kids get you down for a minute.
Not even for a min?
Ah! She was gone. He looked around for a moment, confused. He took to the unfamiliar trail in the hopes of finding his way home, and fast. Elsewhere in that same wood, early in the afternoon and 200 years in the future, Joan was walking with our shaggy-haired storyteller. I felt embarrassed as I realized I'd never learned his name.
Dusty is a terrible name.
Well, it's my legal name. I can't change it.
No one likes anything that's Dusty. There's a whole industry based on removing you.
Well, my parents were stoners.
No doubt.
And so am I.
No doubt.
Do you?
Smoke? No. Edibles? Yes.
Crap. I have a joint here if you want.
Go ahead. I don't mind.
You sure?
Yeah. We're still strangers. You came here all alone to smoke a J. I'm not stopping you.
You think that's why I came here?
Well, yeah. And that song you're working on.
More of a concept album at this point.
Neat.
But why do you think I come here to write?
Solitude, nature.
Ghosts.
Like boo ghosts?
Yeah. Boo ghosts. These woods are haunted, you know.
Oh, are they?
Well, not these woods. Those woods.
I don't see a difference. More trees?
The difference is people lived there.
But not anymore.
No, they still do. Boo. Ghost.
And your album is about that?
Among other things. I really fell in love with this artist who did her final sketches around here. She really captured something. I don't know, my life is kind of weird. Displaced. I had a lot of trouble with my parents. Her art resonated with me in a way that I really thought I needed, and now you see me here. Hey, do you believe in ghosts? Okay, you don't. That's fair.
No. I'm just giving you shit. I believe in ghosts when I have to.
Want to build on that?
Well, I guess I don't, really. I mean, I've never seen a ghost, but I felt what people think are presences.
What kind of presences?
Coincidences. Things happening on my mom's birthday that make me think she's with me. Like there's somebody there. I let myself think it's her.
Oh. I'm sorry.
It's fine. So, what sort of ghost stories happened here? I'll bet I've heard some of them. They're all the same.
Right on. They are.
Wander down where the black brook run. They say there was
there's something pure but almost brash in it.
Trees so dense.
It's kind of nice to hear him speak and sing.
And you can't hear
well, at least he's passionate. But oh, I wonder when he'll stop. I never get the lyrics once I'm through.
No, never.
I didn't listen at the top.
And you knew no, never follow.
But the brook she calls you. And now he's whistling. I like him 'cause he's folksy. That I'm just pleasing him.
When you
but then again, I've been with men,
run,
boys,
they say no
who might think I'm teasing him. It's not for nothing that I'm here, adrift and passive, all right, horny too. It cost me shit to lend an ear.
Journeys end with no sojourning.
And watch what those long hands can do. Purely natural. And who can doubt his talent?
Every tale can
and it begs the question.
Right where the brook
just what exactly am I doing here?
Someone built
I've been avoiding something, right?
Run.
Wrong!
The wheel of rotting
nothing bad's accruing here. But some if I'm being honest, I might not remember why I left my life for gun establishing some lie. I never pause to wonder why. I won't pause to wonder why.
All the world
I've
is
given up
ending.
Wondering why. Oh,
What do you think?
What?
The song.
Oh, yeah. Very interesting.
You want to see it?
See what?
The Hollow.
Oh.
Right down that ridge there. We can go all the way to the Black Brook and then you'll see an old town.
It's still there?
Just the chimneys and the graves. And an island and the brook. Of course, the ghosts.
Boo!
I'm game if you are, Dust Bunny.
Not cute.
Not a name.
Let's actually be careful. It's technically trespassing.
Are you calling me squeamish? Or are you actually excusing yourself?
In those moments when a boy has earned a jot of honest praise, no plea for any bootless toy will I to my mother raise. Instead, I smile and accept her simple words and work again, each deed of good intention kept to finally earn a fountain pen. Though I will never skim the sky and I have never seen a sea, the smoothest quill would satisfy my wanderlust through poetry. Just in my writings all the worth of all the heavens and the earth.
The haunted house on the farm, where the Brophies lived.
Wonderful, Patrick Barrows.
I even say you're getting better. Not good yet, but better.
Thank you, Mother. So?
No fountain pen. I see no problem with the pencils we have.
Yes, and we're awfully poor. At least that's what Katrina Van Toverhex tells us.
Oh, she does.
She told me so while you were rehearsing with Ichabod Crane. She said that this is already a poor town, but we are the poorest, and I ought to marry a rich husband.
It isn't true, Constance. She was just playing with you.
I know when someone is or isn't playing with me.
It's still not a very nice thing to say.
Well, children, don't forget that it's all right to be poor.
I don't think so.
It is, so long as you make the best of things.
It's rotten. Why do we have to make the best of everything? The Swifts can do whatever they like. Travel to town, have farmhands, buy books.
What those two do is fine for them. They have all those nice things to hide that they don't have an original thought in all of their being.
You don't like them, do you?
No. But that's not what I mean to say. You children have the ability to make anything you want to. You're like me. You can make stories.
Constance doesn't make stories.
Well, she doesn't write them down, but she certainly tells stories.
That's right. I write what the people want, Patrick Barrows, not silly verse.
She means you're a liar.
Liars are the best storytellers, Patrick Barrows. Meet them and celebrate them. So long as we can make things out of nothing, we can be happy, poor as we are. It's not in the receiving, it's in the earning. Come close to me, children.
Is everything all right? Are you feeling okay?
Yes, yes. Thank you both. I don't know what I'd do without you. Now, let me practice my part again, Patrick Barrows. Take it from the top.
On Springfield Mountain, there did dwell a likely youth was known full
well. Patrick Barrows!
Father!
Constance! I told you to be in bed when I returned.
No, you didn't. You told me to be home.
Bed?
We were rehearsing, Patrick. They'll both go to bed now.
I'm tired of this! Patrick Barrows, you don't understand, do you?
I'll be up on time, I promise.
It's not about this goddamn farm! Your mother is dying. Every act you make her do is killing her. You should be old enough that I shouldn't have to explain this to you.
Maybe if you weren't such a goddamn terrible farmer, we could afford to get her decent medicine, and you could stop blaming me for everything.
This insolence cannot stand. Give me the notebook. Now. I'll make sure you forget about these.
Patrick!
No! I've had it! No more pageants, Mary. No more poems. We have to face reality. You are sick. And the only way to get better is to rest. And Patrick Barrows, you have to learn your place and fast. Get out of my sight.
Yes, Father.
What? What, Mary? Stop staring at me that way. What do you have to say? I can't bear this anymore. Mary, I have to let you in. Please speak to me. Speak to me. What do you know that I don't? What's happening? Just give me an answer. Please. Please. Please.
You've been listening to Rocking Chair. Rocking Chair is written, directed, and produced by Scantic River Productions. For transcripts and more information on our cast and creative team, visit our website at scanticriver.com.